Welcome to Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. Here, you'll find practical, relevant, biblical information. The Bible will be broken down verse by verse so that you get the full context of the scripture to better grow in your relationship with Jesus. Hey everybody, welcome to the sanctuary. It's great to have you with us. Now, this weekend, we're looking at Memorial Day. Memorial Day, of course, is actually Monday this year here in the U.S., and it is a day that is set aside to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our way of living and our way of practicing our faith. Now, to some, the way that they might recognize it, you know, it is a day off for most people. It's recognized, a day is for barbecuing, picnics, going to the lake, you know, and several other things. You know, other people, they could care less. That's fine. However, it is a day of remembrance. And remembrance is very much a biblical concept. You know, I had to look it up, and the results I found varied, but the word remember, and referring to things, you know, to remember things in the Bible, it's actually used well over 100 times. Everything that I found is looking at 170 to well over 300. It just kind of depends on the translation. But not only that, not only is it just, you know, that we've been told to remember certain things, but God has actually given us a multitude of things to help us to remember a lot of the things in the Bible, or the things that we've been told, commandments and so on, right? The easiest things to remember really are the tablets that the Ten Commandments were written on, right? I mean, that's kind of immortalized, you know, with Charlton Heston decades ago, you know, that image of Moses coming down the mountain with the tablets in hand and everything, right? So that's kind of engraved in the minds for a lot of us. And not only that, but, you know, a lot of churches, you know, a lot of places that you go to, they have the commandments up somewhere, you know, on a wall or a pennant, something, right? But there's other examples, and it goes all the way back, you know, through other parts of Genesis even. When we look at, for example, Genesis chapter 28, where Jacob placed a stone to make a pillar in the place where God's house was going to be built. And in Joshua 4, where 12 stones were picked up from the bed of the Jordan River, you know, and each of those stones, they were all different, and they each represented a different tribe. Looking at the word in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 15, the word says, "So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it's right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made it clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things." Now, even in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, Christ reminds us of so many things. Just the imagery of his life, death, and resurrection reminds us of so many things. So it's fitting that we remember the past, and we should, that we remember the sacrifices made by the few for the many. The brave men and women who answered the call of service by their nation. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, the word says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" It takes a certain breed to step forward to that calling. It's not for everybody, okay? It's not Disneyland. And in John 15, verse 13, Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And that is exactly what it is. In the heat of battle, your reasons for serving, your reasons for being there very quickly take a back seat to the person that you're fighting with, because the safety and survival of that person you're with becomes paramount, and their life suddenly means more than your own. That's just a fact. You know, not just in the military, but even in first response, we see that firefighters, police officers, EMS, in some cases even security, right? On May 31st, 1982, at Arlington National Cemetery, Ronald Reagan said this: "The United States and the freedom for which it stands, the freedom for which they died, must endure and prosper. Their lives remind us that freedom is not bought cheaply. It has a cost. It imposes a burden. And just as they, whom we commemorate, were willing to sacrifice, so too must we, in a less final, less heroic way, be willing to give of ourselves." General Patton is credited with saying, "It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived." And many others have been credited with stating, although the true origin is unknown, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." So as we look to this day that has been set aside to remember our fallen warriors, our fallen heroes, let's be careful not to let the past be erased. That we reflect and are grateful for what these great people did as they answered the call and followed the very example set by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who took on the cross for each and every one of us, so that each and every one of us, and for that matter, everyone in the world, can know the Lord and know what the ultimate freedom truly is. And as much as our feelings and memories really, you know, they get stirred up in this whirlwind of emotions that just powers through us, right? Wave after wave, you know, sad and happy. We can take heart as we mourn and remember the loss of all these people, as we continue to mourn for the loss of the world that we live in. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, the word says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For we know God is with us. He's holding us. He's guiding us as we deal with the very pains that we have inside." Well, when we trust in Him, when we truly lean on Him. Unfortunately, many of us try to do it ourselves, and you can't. And when you try to do it yourself, every day, every week, every month, every year, especially come the anniversary time, becomes a trial and tribulation for you. And it becomes painful and hard because it's a reminder that you need to lean on Jesus, that we all need to lean on Jesus and let Him be our comforter. Revelation 21, verse 4, the word says, "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And this goes for all the loss and pain that we will encounter in our lives. So by all means, take time to shed tears when they come. Let them pour out to wash away the pain that's inside of you as you lean into Jesus for your comfort. For while many things may hurt for a while, and occasional aftershocks may strike in your life, the pain is temporary. Psalm 30, verse 5, the word says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Joy is on the horizon for the day that we are reunited with Jesus in heaven, when we are fully healed and living in the joy and comfort of our Lord. Until then, don't let the sacrifice of Christ and don't let the sacrifice of our beloved warriors be in vain. Remember them and remember Christ for what they did. And pass it along to the next generation so that the memory lives on and each generation can continue to learn from these lives that have done so much and paid such a heavy price for us. Live a life worth their sacrifice. Live a life worth the sacrifice of Jesus. And let every sacrifice be a compass that points the way to Jesus. Remember, you are blessed and you are loved. Now go and be the church. Thank you all for joining us here today at Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. Please like, subscribe, and share our podcast on any platform it is that you tune into us on. If you do have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to know more about our ministry, you can find us on our website at bethelightsanctuary.org or on Facebook at Be The Light Sanctuary. You could also find how to contact us there, whether it's direct message or email. We look forward to hearing from you all. God bless.